WRVU 428. You're putting out APRS data. WRUX 245.
WRCT 544, monitoring the frequency. WFBQ 996 monitoring. WRCT 544, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency. WRCP 544, monitoring the frequency. WRCP 544, Sheboygan, Michigan, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 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 544, Sheboygan in Michigan, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544. WRMZ 640.
WSDX 313, outside of Mount Clemens, monitoring.
WRMZ 640, mobile. Go ahead, 640.
What are you doing, Jack?
Very good, how about you?
You're heading towards the breakfast club.
Oh yeah. Roger.
Yep, me too. I'm on 696. Right around the growth spec area. So should be there fairly soon. At least on time this time. It was the Quinder, right? That was the main drag.
The Quinder, Ram's Horn.
Very good. You got a mobile radio or you talking in an HT?
No, that's an HP with a 2x4.
I didn't quite follow what you were talking about. 2x4, what be that?
We had a DB20G, a 2x4 common.
Got it. Okay. Alright, sounds good. Yeah. Excited to show up today, kind of see what was going on in the radio world. Kind of had an exciting weather week, so see what's going on there. Got pretty ominous up there in New Baltimore yesterday, so it was kind of fun to watch. Nothing really happened this time, but there was definitely a lot of potential in the skies.
Well, you're right. I heard about it. We didn't get nothing here in Oakland County.
She kind of just developed over there at the county line and just kind of amplified as it headed towards Lake St. Clair, New Haven. The golf course, the big golf course up there north, Baltimore, all of those things, and kind of amplified itself as it went there. And by the time it got to our little neck of the woods, that puppy had some power. It was kind of neat to watch, but it never came down. It stayed up there, but we stayed in the garage and watched it. It was kind of funny watching all the neighbors put their cars in the garage, including me, you know, because it really looked like, you know, it could have been something. NWF was calling for, possibly up to 2-inch size hail. So I kind of agree with them. I mean, just from the looks of the skies. But she never let go. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a note from Channel 7. It said, a storm coming in the east side, you know. That's what I still about 9:30 at night.
Yeah, that's about right. You know, we went to Chesterfield for dinner, and so we kind of watched it develop over there, and then we kind of followed it into town. And by the time it got into town, I thought, oh, crap, this could be bad. But it wasn't, so it turned out okay. But still, nonetheless, it's neat to watch Mother Nature. They say 2,000 lightning bolts or something like that, or whatever I saw on one of the Facebook blogs from one of the local weather stations.
Yeah, I guess so. I really don't know how that works. That's Mother Nature knows how that works, I guess. Roger.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling it has something to do when hot meets cold. So, I'm not a weather person. I just know when it's time to go into the basement.
Yeah, you're right. And this is WIUG 48.
WRMZ 640. So, very good. All right, bud. I'll see you there. Just a little breakfast thingy. Probably about 5-7 minutes out.
I will talk a little bit later. WIUG 48.
WRUU 850.
What up?
I'm up and rolling.
There you go. Okay. Said a half a mile, but I hope I didn't blow it. I did not. Look at that. I am just getting up to 69 to 6 Expressway. Probably overheard me talking to Jack about New Baltimore. Lots of potential. I thought we were going to get exciting there, but she all stayed in the sky, which was nice, so it was fun to watch.
Yeah, I heard they had the net activated here yesterday, and there wasn't a peep, just crickets. So, and is I guess that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no position to judge them, but I could see what they saw. You know, I mean, and it really, it did look ominous. You know, I mean, back in the old days, you don't report clouds. You only report clouds if they do something. You know, I mean, I think but the Weather Service knows there's clouds, and I think they know that they have potential. What they don't know is that it let go. And she didn't let go. So, but nonetheless, it was sweet to watch. I mean, how this thing just amplified, and it was kind of neat watching all these clouds come from the peripherals to come in towards the center. You know, I mean, a little bit of rotation up there, but nothing, you know, nothing that I would call tornadic. But you could see, you know, how it was starting to form, you know, to be a significant storm. But she stayed there, so all is good.
Yeah, it was pretty uneventful here as well. Good. We had our power out for well over 2 days, and I was happy to not have to deal with that again. Although I did get the generator working good, so that was good. So you said something about getting off at 696, and I didn't catch the and what. Where are you off to this morning?
I am going to the Breakfast Club, which is where I'm assuming you're going.
I am. I just, like you said, when you said you're getting off at 696, I thought maybe, but I didn't recognize the where, so.
Quinda. It's my fault.
Okay, you must be
right
behind us or ahead of us. I'm just going by the big target sign.
Yeah, I cut myself off, too. I doubled it. I didn't mean to do that. But I got to quit. I got this habit of letting go of the mic button too soon. I got to quit that. So I'm going to try. I'm going to practice right now. Over.
Roger, Dodger. Yeah, no, I was just saying I was going by the target sign, but I'm just going underneath the light at 12 Mile Road right now, so. We got to be pretty close.
I think that's you behind me. Do you have a passenger in your car?
Oh, that's right. You do have a an escape. I forgot.
Yeah, this one belongs to the work, so I decided to take it. It maneuvers around a little bit quicker with my little bitty shot glass antenna back there.
Should have figured it out when you were crushing my receiver. All right, anyhow, we'll be there in a second, as you well know. WRUU 850.
WRMZ 640.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County BOP, monitoring the frequency. WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. Good morning, everyone. WIZP 544. WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning, Bob. WSTS 386 in Westland. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hope the sun is shining and you have a good and safe, happy Labor Day weekend there, Roger.
Copy that, you as well. It's actually turning out to be a nice day here today.
Same here. We had enough rain come through yesterday, and it's going to be 79, 80. Nice breezes all day long, shifting from the west to the northwest at anywhere from 15 to 30 miles an hour. So, yeah, great, beautiful day up here. So, enjoy. Good hearing me on the van.
You're looking at sunny and 85 down here today. To the dog park.
You stay warm, you stay safe, travel safe, and whatever you're doing, have fun. WRZP 544, we'll do it again. Enjoy your day, sir.
You do WSTS 386 and out of there.
What's your name on that end, over?
Chris.
Do that, Chris. Bob here up in Sheboygan County. Take care.
TV 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. Good morning, Bob.
WIZP 544 for identification purposes. Well, good morning, sir. How are you? Good to hear you.
I'm very good today. Also got a nice, beautiful day on deck here near Holly, Michigan. Just heard you on the air. Wanted to say hi and wish you a good holiday weekend as well, Bob. Over.
We certainly do appreciate that. And from my house to yours, all yours have a safe and enjoyable holiday weekend there. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate beautifully up here for us. And just need to remind everybody to drive safely and to enjoy one another. Roger.
Very good words. Yep, I've got nothing but stay home and be in the woods all day on my deck. This is WRPV 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. I will be clear on your final. Have a good one.
Roger that, sir. Always a pleasure to have you in my home and my receive. Take care. WIZP 544, clear monitoring the network.
WSAG 266, portable.
Ten four, can anybody hear me? This is Matt Ryland speaking. Can anybody hear me?
I can hear you. What's your call sign? WSEY 42.
Call sign is Matt.
Yeah, I'll be RUU 85.
Well, I'm licensed individual. Go get your license. FCC.gov. $35. GMRS. Don't talk under a theater unless you're licensed. USCYA 42 out.
I hope you're not referring to me.
WIC turn the one that called themselves call sign Matt.
How you doing, Rob, Bob? How's Sheboygan Bob this morning? Heard you doubling in there.
All systems go here, brother. No complaints. How about yourself?
I just dropped off Donald, at his place after breakfast with the boys, and now I'm heading home with Terry out for the YL. So it's all good.
BSBW 226.
That's Sean. No, beautiful day up here as always. Sunshine and 70 right now. 4. Wind picking up later. Chance of scattered showers. Yada yada. Again, a beautiful day. You and yours be safe, Sean, on this holiday. And remember, folks, drive careful and love the ones you're with. WRZP 544. Take care, Sean.
All right, Bob. Go ahead, 226.
Yeah, just a suggestion in the future. If you hear someone like that calling into the repeater, find out what they want first in case it's an emergency. If you find out it's not an emergency, then you can educate him on getting a license, but give the guy a chance to, if he needs help, ask for help. This is WSBW 226.
Agreeable to that. Didn't sound like he was in distress, just more along the lines of getting their radio on a repeater frequency. But it is rare, but we've actually had emergencies passed on GMRS in the past. So, yeah, good advice.
Yep, I'm always looking for advice on how to operate my repeaters. Take care, WRUU 850.
Hi, one. This is WSCY 842.
Well, you'd probably do the same thing on the ham frequency, Sean. I know I sure would.
Technically, the law is you shouldn't talk to them if they're unlicensed, period, end of story.
That, absolutely correct. as tempting it is, but at least it's not like it was back in the 90s on 2 meters. That was annoying.
Well, just a further comment, if you want to dig further into the law, which I'm sure we all like to follow, emergency traffic does not need a license. So, like, if you're on your ham radio and something happens where you're incapacitated, someone else can pick up the mic and call for help. But beyond that, yeah, it's illegal to speak to someone that's not licensed. WSBW 226.
I am looking for a set of duplexers, obviously GMRS, and maybe somebody who can give a little alignment to them. My alignment device is acting funny. I got a VNA, and I don't know why it's doing stupid stuff, but I got everything all set. I've got a couple of turbo moto systems and some other gear. But I want to put something together in Owosso. So if anybody has any leads on duplexers or has any statement about them flat packs that are out there that can handle 50 watts. That'd be information I could use. WSCY 842, Flint Township.
How's it going? This is WSAI 620, also Clinton Township. How's it going?
Flint Township. It sounds so much the same. Just moving some rims around today. Then I'm going to go pick up a load of shingles. And I don't know what else is going to happen. But right now, I am pulling into the Greasy Spoon. I was just throwing my call out there to identify the end of my 15-minute segment. This is Travis in Flint Township.
Copy that. Yep, I just got off of my second service call of the day. Did a late night shift. Didn't get home till about 1 a.m. And just got wrapped up down at Dearborn Ford Plant. So I'm grabbing a bite to eat at Popeye's and then heading home to take a nap. WSAI 620.
Well, enjoy. I'm getting ready to slide into the Liberty Family restaurant, dining establishment. I don't know what I'm going to have because my normal joint is booked to the rafters. Adios, WSCY 842 in the Flint Township.
Have a good one and enjoy your weekend. See you later. WSCY 620 clear.
I'm sorry for butting in. I'm new at this game. I'm from Clinton Township. I'm sorry for butting in. Over.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 482. Repeat the check.
WSAH 780 Flat Rock. Is this UV68 Pro Max sitting at Detroit Revere?
WMPA 64 radio check.
WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZB 544, WIUG 488, Jack, are you on the frequency?
Yes, Bob, go ahead.
Roger that, Jack. Give me a radio check, will you? I took the truck through the car wash and had to readjust the antenna, Roger.
Roger, full swing, 5x9. Modulation good, Roger.
We threw the old antenna riser on her and the old SWR meter and got her right back where she was then. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, Jack. WRZP 544.
Thank you, Bob. You do the same. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 488. Station 218, station out there, 218, this is WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station with a radio check. This is WIUG 48. Come on back again with a cosign.
WSBA 6.
Cut it off a little bit. Roger. Understandable till just now, the end. He said, I don't think. Wherever you are, maybe change your location. It probably sound good. Roger. Well, nothing hurt. WIUG 48, clear.
Okay, let me do some adjustments. Hold on. Stand by.
Copy that.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211, mobile, monitoring clear. WRPS 211, anybody out there can give me a tone check? I'm like coming across all right. Hopefully I'm loud and proud. I'm not sure how much popcorn is in the background.
This is WSAX 712 out of Westland. I'm reading you loud and clear, and I have very minimalistic popcorn in the background.
Roger. Copy. Much appreciated. WRPS 211. Clear.
WRKI 540 mobile, Bay City, standing by.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
Good afternoon, Bob. This is Brett, Bravo Romeo Echo Tango Tango. I'm mobile here too, just north of Bay City. And how's the traffic? Are you heading northbound or southbound?
Currently northbound up here in Sheboygan County, sir, so I'm pleased I can't help you there, Roger.
Okay, you said you are up there in Sheboygan County. Well, down here in Bay County, the traffic on the southbound side is doing pretty good. It's just on the northbound, it's pretty heavy on I-75 here. And it was a safe travel. I came from over St. Helens there, and over by Houghton Lake, and I'm just getting out the exit now. So, 73, sir, and safe travel. People are kind of driving kind of crazy. So just to let you know, WRKI 548.
Pleasure having you in my receipt. Yeah, up here in Sheboygan County, heading out to East Jordan for a little Labor Day get-together there with an organization that provides service dogs for veterans called Mission 6. So it's all a good day. Drive safe, best to your family, and of course, have a safe holiday weekend. WRZP 544, clear monitoring the network.
Thank you very much. I just want to let you know, too, I just got off the exit here in Bay City, and I just seen a swarm of birds. So the birds must be going to be packing their bags and leaving for the south. I just seen a bunch of, I don't know what kind of birds they were, but must have been some kind of sparrows or something. But anyway, that's not a good sign. That means that winter's on its way. So the birds are packing their bags, going to head south. Okay, 73 WRKI, 540 Bay City.
WSBW 983 in Grand Flint, enjoying the sunshine on this beautiful day the Lord has blessed us with. standing by.
The noon Grand Blanc, you say the weather's pretty good down there, are you? And are you using the Flint repeater, I take it?
Yep, I'm using the Flint repeater, and it is gorgeous. Very little clouds and very bright and blue sky. Over.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, like I say, I don't know if you overheard me talking to the other gentleman, but it's 83 degrees here in Bay City. And northbound I-75, if you're going to head that way on northbound, it's kind of a nightmare. But southbound is fine. So you're down there in the Flint area, I'm sure that 475 and 75 is just packed. WRKI 548, back to you.
Well, thank you for the info. I plan on staying home and enjoying the sunshine, maybe cooking some burgers on the grill, and maybe going for a dip in the pool if it warms up. You have a blessed day and safe travels. This is WSCW 983 standing by.
Or 73 to you, sir, and we are, ma'am, I'm sorry, I said intersection here. 73 to you, and you enjoy your day at that pool, and I'm going over to my mom's house, going to visit her for a while, maybe hit the casino, but hopefully I win. All right, 73 is WRKI, 54 is monitoring.
Good to see you, Alpha Tango 78, monitoring from Bay County.
Engine 983, WIUG 48, copy.
Hey Jack, how you doing?
Oh, very good. I keep missing you a couple times, and with that sunshine we got here the other day, as you know, that big storm came here. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. It's just been so busy, I haven't had time to be on, really. Friend was having surgery, and another friend's moving, and it just seems like time goes by so fast. But other than being busy, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. I hope you are all well. Over.
Hey, I'm doing good. I've been on the radio a few times, you know, all week, but you know, I didn't hear you out there, and my sister, she said she heard you out there a couple days ago, so I just want to know how you guys doing out that way, that's all.
Happy as a bug in a rug. I'm just glad it's not raining, really. It's just so pretty out, and the breeze is just perfect. It's really a beautiful day. And I hope it is over there where you're at. And everything's good. Just been busy. Over.
I was out there this morning at breakfast. We had breakfast. We didn't come back till about 11 o'clock. So I just came home and relaxed a little bit. You know, lay down a little bit. You know, get up at 7 o'clock is a little bit hard. But that's okay, no problem. It's once every Saturday, anyhow. Good to hear from you, and you take care, and you go ahead and do what you got to do. I will talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Well, thank you, Jack. I know what it's like getting up at 7. I have to do that every Sunday morning. Sometimes it's not easy if I stay up too late Saturday night. But anyways, it's all good, and you have a blessed day, and I will be listening for you. And I'm just going to hang out at home today, so I'll keep the radio on. And I will talk to you later. This is WSBW 983, standing by.
WFAG 266. Portable.
Portable sounds good on the flip repeater, WFCW 983.
Yes, good afternoon, 983. You're sounding well yourself. Which repeater are you on this afternoon? I'm on the Mayville machine.
I'm floating around that Flint repeater. Over.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Sound pretty clear. Where are you coming from?
I'm over on the Mayville repeater. So I guess that's, 40 miles apart from here to Flint.
Crystal clear. And I'm on my mobile, too, sitting outside. As you can probably hear all the dog noise. But, yeah, you sound great. WSCW 983.
Yeah, I can hear the dogs back there. They sound like they're having a pretty good time. You got any plans for the holiday?
Yep, Monday we're going over to a friend's house. She's got a pool and she has about 20, 30 people over there. And it's always a nice time. We cook out and go swimming and play music and just have a nice time. What are you doing? Over.
Well, today on the lawn tractor, cutting the yard, and I've got some more to do tomorrow. And then probably grilling and chilling mostly, just enjoying the holiday.
Absolutely. Grilling and chilling sounds good. I think we're going to grill some burgers on the grill. I'm getting kind of hungry. Sounds like a good plan. Over.
Yeah, they're always better off the grill at home than anyplace else, in my opinion.
I agree. There's nothing better than a charbroiled hamburger with that seasoned grill flavor to it. And a lot of times when they put that wood in there and smoke it, oh, that's really good too. Over.
Yeah, I'd have to say the apple's my favorite if you're going to add a little wood to it. But yeah, that's you can't beat that stuff.
Hey friend, it was good talking to you, and you have a blessed day, and I will talk to you again when I hear from you. This is WSBW 983 standing by.
Yeah, thanks for the contact there, 983. You have a great day and a great holiday, and enjoy your time with your friends poolside. Yeah, this is WSAG 266, Doug and Carol, and I am clear.
WIUG, wait 8.
Jack, go for it.
Ever eat a smash burger?
I've never had one. What is it?
It's so delicious. There's a place here in Birmingham. They fix that. They call it Smash Burger. They smash the burger right on the grill.
Probably like that. Then I would know it was completely cooked. Because I don't like any bread in my meat. Over.
That is. I had it about, every time I go to Birmingham, I eat about a couple of these burgers which is good, and that's all replaced there in the Birmingham.
And if they have some bacon on there, some olives, some mushrooms, Swiss cheese, let's see, maybe some mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup. Over.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it, but that guy was a long time ago there in Birmingham. And that's the only place out there. Every time I go to Birmingham, I eat a couple of these. Roger.
Well, if I ever head out that way, I'll have to remember that and contact you and find out where that's at, because that sounds good. But I don't get out there that much because I'm way out in Grand Blanc, and we just kind of stick around here. We go up to Clarkston and Waterford. That might be as far south as we would go. Over.
Hey, I see what you're saying. Well, take care. Have a good day. WIUG for your day.
Thank you, Jack. You have a blessed day and enjoy the sunshine. This is WSTW 983 standing by.
Mexico City. Come on, Mexico City. Come on, DJ Lito.
3 monitoring.
Station 993 is sounding good.
To that, Jack, I hope all is going well with you today, sir. And you're having a good weekend and a good day. Appreciate that. You're sounding real good as well. WSBM 993.
Yeah, no problem. This is WIUG 488. You're sounding good, but you're driving, and I can hear, you know, like this. But that's okay. You're okay. Roger.
Roger, yes, I'm driving, definitely. Yep. All right, my friend, I appreciate you. And you have a good day. Good talking to you again, as always. And we'll be monitoring. And this is WSBM 993 clear.
Roger, you take care. Have a good weekend. Also, a good holiday. WIUG 488.
WRTX 930.
Hey, is that 10 house that way? WIUG 38.
Yeah, copy that, Jack. WRTX 930. In the UP, headed south.
Talking to me from a UP?
That's correct. I'm just, I'm probably about 5 miles north of the bridge. I'll be crossing the bridge pretty soon.
Ken, you're doing a good job. You're coming out very, very good. But a little bit of crackling, which is, I understand that when somebody's driving. Roger?
Out on the bridge, it'll be super clear.
I can. I'll wait for you. WIUG, Brady.
WRUT 488, WRTX 930.
You're sounding good, Ken. How am I sounding out there? I'm on the 5-5. Rockdale.
Well, there's some bad on this, but now the I'm not losing every other word anyway. So you're fine. No problem.
So how is it going? That shit built already?
Well, I'm working by myself, so it's going slow. Slow but steady. That's the name of the game. As long as I'm moving forward, I'm happy.
That's good. Yeah, by yourself it's better, you know, more concentrated. Roger?
Yeah, I've noticed I get quite anal about my measurements and whatnot. I'm trying to build this within a 16th, which is probably not necessary.
So you're driving back in the Upper Peninsula?
Well, I'm on the bridge now, headed south. I'll be home a few days. I'm gonna go back up on Tuesday.
I see. And now you're sounding a lot better. I think you're on the 50-watt radio, correct?
I am on a 50-watt radio, and I'm in the middle of the bridge, so this is about as good as it gets.
Sounding good. I'm here on the Middle Belt and Long Pine at West Schofield. Roger.
Ah, that sounds like fun. Anything fun and exciting happen on this network in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah. Like, remember the old days you said, you cannot do this and all that. they shut down, I think, Washington.
Oh, really? It's gotten to that point, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what else. I can't think of what else next.
Add any new repeaters or do anything fun and exciting?
Okay, everything is stopped right now.
Oh, it's summertime. Everybody's busy. Gorgeous, beautiful day here.
Everything is stopped right away. There's not a nice day or nothing like that, but everything is stopped.
Well, it's still working, so that's what counts.
And that's good, anyhow. Still working. I don't know about very soon.
Did you get any closer to taking your hand test?
Yeah, the last time I went, I fell was one only. But what I did was two tests, same time. The first test, it was 6. And the second test, only was 1 only. Fell was. Roger.
Really? Well, what do you think happened there?
Well, I guess they put in new questions and answers, that's why. Because it's too hot out that way. That's why. And this is WRUG 48. To cut off. I don't know why, you know what I mean? You fade it out. Roger?
Yeah, I went down into the hole that is Mackinac City, but I should be on top of the hill now. It should be all right now. I should be able to carry it the rest of the way.
And now you're sounding good. I mean, that will take you home and be all the way through it, because, Roger?
Well, this repeater doesn't carry all the way home. It'll stop around Gaylord, and then there's not one on the network for a while until you pick up Bay Fisher Saginaw.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know where the 550 is? 550 is on the Maybell repeater.
Yeah, the Maybell might reach out further. I don't think that's going to reach further from Saginaw, but maybe. I don't know what height they have set it at, so. I don't know. I never tried that one.
Try and see what happened anyhow. I was going to say something, but I forgot. Roger?
Well, you must be having too much fun doing whatever you're doing. Are you doing anything fun this afternoon or this weekend?
It says 82 degree weather here.
Well, 82 doesn't sound too bad. That's okay. What's wrong with 82? It's a little hot for me. I don't like 82. I'd much rather have 72, but 82 is tolerable.
That's why I'm, swimming, going out the water, going in the water, keeping cool. Roger.
Oh, you should come up to my place. You can swim in Lake Superior.
And that's too big for me. Lake Superior is too big. Roger.
My parents were up. I went swimming, and my mom likes to go swimming. She's 85, but Lake Superior's a little too cold for her at this point in her life.
I guess because that's a big lake, that's the reason why. And this is WIUG, Great Lake.
Well, this is pretty much the warmest it gets around this time of year. I'd say it's around, probably around 60, 62. That's totally fine with me.
That's not bad at all. Let me ask you, you still got some honey out that way?
I don't know if we got any left or not. I might, should do some more harvesting. Go there and have a honey. Take the honey. But I think we still have some.
No problem. No problem at all. Because sometimes I go to Clear and I buy Amish honey. Roger.
Yeah. Raw natural honey is good stuff. The bees are busy making their own. We'll have plenty. Come another month or two.
Does that mean that's the last batch for them?
Oh, no, I haven't been in there. We only have three hives, and I think my wife said one of them swarmed and left, so I don't know if she was did something to tear them off or what, but we might only have two hives left.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, what are you going to do? Anyhow, so you're going to come here for a couple of days, and you're going back north, correct?
That is correct. Continue my building activities.
Interior project, right?
Yeah, it's quite the project. It's a big project. I've never built anything from dead scratch either, so I've done remodeling, some addition kind of stuff, but I've never built anything from nothing, so this is interesting.
It is interesting. Anyhow, when is the next meeting?
Sorry, I didn't catch that. What was the question?
Is that why you came down for a meeting?
No, I came down to be with my wife for a few days.
That's nice. That is a good thing to do anyhow. Roger.
Yeah, we got our niece over this weekend, so we'll be taking care of her. She's 13 now, so we can have lots of activities with her.
otherwise, it's always good to be around the family, have fun, cook outside and all that. Roger.
Yep, looks like it's supposed to be a fairly decent weekend anyway. It's beautiful out here right now. Almost too good to be sitting in a car driving.
Same here, sunshine, blue breeze going on and off, and it's really good. Roger.
Yeah, it's been absolutely beautiful across the whole UP today. Mid-70s, light wind, just gorgeous. I'd stop every now and again just to walk around, find a little spot, some lunch, do whatever.
Well, that's the way you do it. When you go that far, you take your time, sit down and drink, eat a little bit, and keep going. When the stop coming to the place, see what it's all about, and you keep going. That's what always we do it that way, every time we go up north.
Yeah, I make this drive so often that usually I don't do that. Usually I'm a keep the wheels rolling guy. I get out to fill up my gas, I'll grab something to eat, and I'm back in the truck in 5 minutes and rolling. I don't usually mosey along and stop like that, but it's such a nice day. I guess I couldn't resist.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, anyhow, I want to back out of here for a little bit because somebody out there wants to use. I'll talk to you a little bit later, anyhow. WIUG, for you late.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
All right,
Jack, enjoy your afternoon. This is WRTX 930.
RUU 850.
Copy 850, WRWW 540.
Good afternoon. Enjoying this wonderful late summer day.
Good afternoon. Picking up on the Mount Clemens repeater. Not sure where you are though.
I am pretty much in the same neighborhood. So I think I'm on Detroit though. Yep, I'm on Detroit. Anywho, I live, I'm right in between the two of them, so I pick and choose.
Copy, that MS Long Lake and John R. and Troy, so Mount Clemens is a little bit of a reach for me, but the closest one to me.
Yeah, you've got a little fry on your signal, but otherwise you're solid and fully in tone. The audio is adequate to get up over it, so I'll give it a 4 out of 5. And if it were a 10 scale, I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
Copy that, no problem. The best radio Chinese can provide, so... I'll pay for the win, I guess.
All right, got a little fluttery there. Might have moved a little bit or something, but anyhow, you're making it okay when you're conscious of your position. But all right, anyhow, it's working for you. That's what counts. I'm mobile, running. I'm running high power here. I don't normally do that. I've got running. Full 50 watts, and I am at John R. in 11 Mile on my way from Royal Oak East, so I pick the Detroit generally when I'm over here, but either one works.
Hey, jump the cover through loud and clear. I'm punching out with 7 watts from Long Lake and John R., so a little bit from you, but hit the same repeater. Or a similar repeater, I guess I should say, but it's doing well.
Well, there you go. Sounds good. Just on my way home with some carry out from the Chinese restaurant we like so much in Royal Oak, and making my last little bit here. So. Okay, name here is Sean, and we'll catch you again. In mind, WRUU 850.
WRUU 540 out.
WRZX218,
go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Rondo, how are you doing?
Better now. Darn power went out again earlier today.
You just got the power on today?
Yeah, the repair they did Wednesday didn't fail then. They had to come back and do it again, over.
Was they were sleeping?
Yeah, after it went out, I took a nap. It wasn't that hot yet. And waited out. It was about 2 hours, and it was back on. So it's okay now. Go ahead.
How's the refrigerator working good now?
Yep, it's all working good.
I'm on 65. How am I sounding with this mic?
You got your walkie-talkie over?
I'm on 5 watts walkie-talkie. Watch out.
Sure, copy that, I can tell.
I think this mic off, and I want to see what's the difference. If the mic works better with this, I'll use the mic. Can you do me a favor?
That's the mic you talked on just now, over.
This is the mic right now, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'm off the mic right now. How am I sounding?
A little bit more scratchy in the background. That's the only difference, over.
Does that mean put the mic on, it's better?
Roger that. Yeah, now you're clear.
I'm here at Middlebuilt and 18 Mile. Roger.
See that? Getting a little too far, over.
I'm over here visiting the family.
Copy that. It's only halfway through the weekend.
Surprise, all these people went up north. I don't know, I was passing yesterday on 59, and you should see that traffic going north on 75. Look like this is the last holiday of the world.
Copy that. Well, yeah, 75 is right over there by you. Closest I got is 23, but that's way west of me. So it's fairly normal around here.
You are sounding good. I don't know if you are on a walkie-talkie. There's livers. That's all that is.
Roger that. That air conditioner running in over the other side of the room. It's one of them portable ones that stand up so I can get a fresh cool air blow on me. That's what you're hearing, over.
Yeah. Yeah, no big deal. Don't worry about it. I don't worry about it too much anyhow. Yeah, I talked to Dan last night, and I talked to the other two there from Ohio yesterday.
Copy that. Yeah, them bands come in and they go, and they come in slowly, and they stay a little bit, and then go away. It's acting funny. Over.
It could be tonight too. I don't know, but that's what it looked like. You got a clear sky and not much wind blowing hard. Roger.
Very well could happen, yeah. I bet you it does.
Because this morning at 6:30 was hardly anything.
Roger that. I got up late, but I didn't hear much. I heard you guys going to breakfast or something, and then that was it, over.
Hey, Randall. Anyhow, I'm back out of here a little bit. I got to go get me some cold water, and I will talk to you a little bit later. WRUG, 48.
WIUG.8. Jack, you up there?
WIUG.8, go ahead.
Hey, what you doing?
Sitting outside in the sun, taking a sun tan.
Sounds like a great idea. We're in the house for a minute, but we'll probably be back outside pretty soon here.
I'm over a funny lady's house, so that's why we're sitting outside chit-chatting together.
Well, we tell her I said hello, hello. I haven't spoken to her in a while. Over.
No problem at all. She's inside cooking food for us, and that's why he's a little bit busy. Roger.
That sounds good. You guys are barbecuing and probably eating stuff from your garden, right?
I brought some tomatoes, I brought some pickles, and I brought some yellow squash to cook, and now he's cooking outside on the grill, steak and hamburgers, couple of, you know, yeah, not couple of the hamburgers too, about 3-4 of them. I told him, don't make too much, can't eat too much. Roger.
That sounds delicious. You know, we had hamburgers earlier, but we didn't have all the good stuff with it, just burgers. Well, you enjoy your afternoon and tell funny lady I said hi, and maybe I can catch up with her later. Over.
No problem. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG.8.
Thank you. You have a blessed evening, too. This is WSBW 983 standing by.
So good afternoon, sir. Yeah, I'm over here on Euclid Avenue. Just got back from Mount Pleasant with my mom. Dropped her off and now I'm heading back to my place in St. Helens. Don't know if I'm going to take I-75 back or not, because I don't know if it's going to be a wreck down there or it's heavy traffic.
Copy that. Sounds like you're having a full day. I know I-75 here between, like, say, Groveland Township and Dixie Highway is going to be a disaster with the Renaissance Festival happening and all the construction. Over.
Can you copy that? Yeah, you're down there in Oakland County near Waterford, right?
Right across the street from Mount Holly.
Okay, yeah, very familiar with that area. Used to live down there in Warren, Sterling Heights area. Yeah, very familiar with it. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be that far south on 75. When I was coming down to Bay City here, there's a northbound which is packed full of people. But the southbound side was doing good that I was on. But now I'm heading back north, and I'm thinking, okay, should I take my old way, or should I go ahead and just go ahead and take 75 back?
Boy, boy, anymore these days. Those are like gambling odds. Hard to say. Over? Break?
Break?
This is BRTX 930. I'm southbound I-75. I just came from the UP, and I'm currently at the just south of the Linwood exit. There is almost no traffic on north or southbound side so far, but I'm getting to the Bay City area. Just for your information.
Very good. Then I'll take 75 if you say there's no traffic by Linwood. Like I said, I'm just down here in Bay City, almost near where what's that called? The old way, but it's M13. Goes up out of Bay City and 75 comes out of Bay City. I don't know if you know where that's at. Cook Collin, I guess, is what you'd call it.
Yeah, I've not seen any sign of any slowdowns anywhere. There's a light to moderate traffic at most, and everything seems clear. I just drove the whole way from the bridge, so I think you're clear.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think that's what I'll do then, is get on 75 and just cruise home. It's about an hour's drive from Bay City to Saginaw, or not Saginaw, Bay City to St. Helens, about 45 minutes, I do believe, on 75, so it's not that bad. But yeah, I think I'll cruise on 75 there. Thanks for the information. Appreciate it. WRKI 540.
No problem, I just wanted to pipe in there, didn't mean to interrupt anything. WRTX 930.
This is WRPB 448. Good intel. Awesome. I'm just staying home this weekend, so I'm not even looking at I-75. Anyway, I just wanted to reach out and say hello. This is WRPB 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Kurt, appreciate it. Thank you very much. You have a good time down there in Oakland County. I try to stay north of Bay City anytime I can. I try not to get south of Bay City, I should say, but other than that, 73 is to you, and I'll have my radio on all the way to West Branch in St. Helens here. I usually lose the signal right around Sterling Heights, Alger area if I'm on a lucky day. But, yeah, I usually operate out of the Saginaw or the Bay City repeaters. But, yeah, I usually get them right there in West Branch at the High Hill.
Copy that. We'll be listening for you. WRPB 448, clear and monitoring.
WSBN 993 monitoring. WPM 983 station calling, very broken up, unreadable. Only thing I caught was Aranac County. Aranac County, you're still pretty unreadable and broken up. WFDM 993.
WFDF 550, looking to see if my handheld is just making it to the repeater. Can anybody hear me? Over.
FDM 993, station calling in. Yes, loud and clear.
Doing a radio check again. I'm at N61 and I-75 in Aranac County, right around the Standish area. And I think I'm going through the Bay City or Saginaw repeater. I'm not really sure.
Copy that. Yep, very readable. Coming in very loud and clear. WFDM 993.
Yeah, just to, wanted to make sure I was still getting in. The repeater is approximately 50 miles south of me, so I'm getting pretty good coverage with that repeater. The Saginaw Bay City repeater. Thank you very much, appreciate it. WRKI 540, and Northtown on 975.
Travel many times, WFDM 993 clear.
WSDY 438, Isabella County on the band.
WSAX 712, looking to see if I can get a sound and clarity check. Just installed a new antenna and want to see how it sounds.
WSAD 296, good copy in Oak Harbor, Ohio, nice and clear.
Thank you very much for that mic check. I'm reading you nice and loud and clear as well, and I'm currently in Westland, Michigan, so I appreciate the mic check. WSAX 712, clear the net.
Roger that. WSAD 296 is clear. WSTY 438, Shepherd, Michigan. Good evening there, 488. How you doing, Jack?
Very good. How about you?
Doing good, doing good. Got the lawn all mowed and kicking back and drinking a couple beers.
That's good. Enjoy it. What a beautiful day today. Roger?
Roger, roger. It was. I mowed probably about 80 acres. And took me about 4 hours.
But the weather was about what? 82, 81?
Yeah, just right. A little breeze. Beautiful day.
That is. Well, you're sounding good, and I'm here in the middle of something, 18 miles.
All righty, Jack. Well, you have a good night there. You're sounding good, too. There is a little bit of choppiness there with you, but it's, I don't know, just a little different tonight, probably, but still understandable and good to hear you.
Roger, you know, when you're driving, you get to hear that little crack, crackling. Roger?
Roger, roger. We're getting everything you say, and it's doing what you're saying there, getting that little crackling. Not bad. Not bad at all. So, you enjoy your Labor Day weekend there, Jack, and good to hear you. Enjoy the rest of your night. You take care, and we'll talk to you tomorrow or another time.
No problem. You take care and you have a good evening. Hey, you see, what it is. Have a good holiday.
Thank you, Jack. Have a good night. WSTY 438. We're listening.
Anybody copy? WSTN 727. Go. Anybody copy?
Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211. Mobile monitoring. Thank you.
This sounds like Channel 33 radio, starting RD.
WSPN 727. Go, anybody copy?
WRPS 211, where's everybody at this fine evening? Where are you from?
WSPN 727, I am from Stowe, Ohio. WSPN 727, from Stowe, Ohio. Anybody copy?
Roger, Ohio, from north a little bit, mid-Michigan area, from Fenton, Michigan.
I believe you are hitting the Lakewood repeater up on the Lake Erie, and it's bouncing over the lake.
Nice. I love this network. It's those boys are doing a great job putting these repeaters up.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I'm pretty lucky to be able to hit this repeater. It's about 30 miles away. I seem to be set up just right to hit it. I don't hit it all the time, but when the nights kind of clear out and cool off, that's when I get a chance.
Nice. I think I don't hear too many folks down there your way. I think a couple folks I can connect to that are down on that MIA repeater. I think Troy Southgate maybe would be the farthest so far.
Yeah, I live about, like I said, 25-ish, 30 miles away from the repeater. I live by Akron, Ohio.
Fantastic. That's nice. I hope they keep on going with these repeaters. This is great going on the GM network. So far, it seems like the folks on the GMRS network are a lot nicer to talk to. On the ham bands, it seems kind of, you know, sometimes you get some folks that just don't really like to talk. You got to be ham specific, you know, really know what you're doing, this, that, and the other. But so far, so good on the GMRS side.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's kind of funny with the hand guys, but hey, I just want to let you know I'm going to close it up and get the hair early here, and nice talking to you, and WSPN 727, Stowe, Ohio, out.
Copy that, 727. This is WRPS 211, and I'm out.
This is WRNV342, listening.
Hi, WRN, this is Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211. Where are you talking from?
I'm talking from Holland, Ohio. Holland, Ohio.
Nice. I was just talking to a fellow from Akron earlier. Sounds like, or seems like it, the weather is just right, so we're hitting that repeater that's just close to Erie, so we're able to hear you folks down in Ohio this evening.
I was shocked that I could hit you guys, because I was starting to hear you guys, like, footsteps were kind of broken up and all in one bam, you guys all came in good.
Yeah, copy that. I was telling the fellow earlier, I was speaking to, you know, I usually get a lot of folks down in, you know, Detroit, Troy, somewhat. That's been the farthest I've been able to reach south. So far tonight, you two are the farthest I've been able to get with some on these repeaters.
Yeah, it does sound like the conditions are happening. That's good. Yeah, because I know for a few days have been bad, and then they come up and be good, because I was talking to, let's see, Pennsylvania not too long ago. And, you know, it's like, it seems like it's, the conditions come and go, but yeah.
Yeah, that's affirmative. Weather's just right, probably temperature and humidity, and it's signals traveling pretty well connecting to the repeaters, so hopefully meet some other folks. I'm not sure how big radio is down your way, but pretty big up this way.
Like I said, you're very loud and clear, you're very loud and clear, man. And I've just got an old, I'm on a commercial Motorola PM400.
Yeah, you're really clear too. You're loud and proud, very little popcorn. I'm mobile right now, driving down the road. I'm on an any tone. I think it's wattage is, I think, about 25, maybe somewhere around there, but it's pushing good tonight.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it has been great to work on, because where the antenna was, I had to have it adapted. You had to put it on here, just put it on a regular antenna. Well, one of the pieces of the sizes of metal connector that was hooked in there broke inside of my on the antenna connector, and I had to the Motorola had to go back and replace the whole unit. And so it took almost a month for them to get it back from me. I just got it this week, so I'm happy to get it back. And this radio means a lot to me. This is the first radio I've had that I started on GMRF.
Well, that's unfortunate, the opportunity you had, but maybe a blessing in disguise. You sound great, coming through really clear. So yeah, sounding good.
Thank you very much. So yeah, I'm glad that, yeah, just like I said, I'm glad I'm back on my old radio again. It's like an old friend sometimes, I tell you, you miss it when you don't have it.
Yeah, I know what that's like. You kind of, anytime I get into the truck and I'm driving anywhere, if it's not working, I'm kind of like, what do I do? Listen to the other radio or whatnot? But yeah, but I do got to get off here for a second. I'm gonna run into to the house here and then get some things together, then get back on the road. So maybe when I'm back up on the road, I'll reach back out your way and see if I can connect with you.
Well, that sounds good then. All right, I'll just step back myself and make me a cup of coffee and that. And we'll see if you can get back to me and that. So, with that, this is WRN C342 in Holland, Ohio. I will be standing by. Thank you.
Yeah, roger to that, 342. This is WRPS 211.
WRQG972. Operator Don, broadcasting from Elyria, Ohio.
WSDY 438. Looks like a box of chocolates. On the band.
WRUZ 984 in the Detroit area with pretzels and an adult beverage.
984, you're making it to the middle of the mitten. Isabella County up here by the Thorny Hill Casino. WSTY 438. Have a good Labor Day there, brother.
Yes, sir. I'm going to sure try. Do hope you can do the same.
What do you think, WSDY 438? We're listening. Up here in the herd, Shepherd, Michigan.
WRKI 548, Shepherd, Michigan. WRKI 548, Northern Michigan in Westbrook.
542, this is Operator Tom from Elyria, Ohio.
WSDY 438, you have a good Labor Day weekend there. You're sounding good here in Central Michigan.
Copy that there, down in Shepherd there. Well, I'm in the woods here of Ogemaw County right now. I just went to see some fireworks. But anyway, I'm on an old trail out here in Ogemaw County and the northwest side of Ogemaw County in the forest. So that repeater is really amazing. He's getting out quite well.
Yep, sounding really good. Ogemaw County, I'm going to have to look that up. I spent a lot of time across the county earlier today. Rode a motorcycle for a couple hours, hour to get there, and then hour back home, and we're over my brother's house there. He's over there by Canadian Lakes. Sounding real good there, Ogemaw County. That's a good sounding radio, and wherever you're at, whatever tower you're off, and doing the job, working good. Shepherd, Michigan, WSDY 438. We appreciate the show. You have a happy Labor Day.
Okay, yeah, I'm mobile right now. I'm a mobile in the woods here. I'm on mobile 51, and it's traveling nonstop right here from Ogemaw, northwestern Ogemaw County. Little lake called Clear Lake on the northwest side of Ogemaw County. And I'm here in the woods, tucked off, and I'm talking straight to the DC repeater, I believe. So I'm talking probably about somewhere around 50 something miles from me to the Bay City repeater and into you.
That's awesome. All right, well, very good. That sounds good. Good sound of mobile, no doubt. We're on a little, we're talking off that Barrington tower over there in Barrington on 66. We're on the southeast corner of Isabella County, so we're a little ways from that, but, yep, sounded real good. It's what a connection. You have a good one. Appreciate the shout. WSDY 438. Dan, Delta Alpha November, here in the herd, Shepherd, Michigan, Maple Syrup Festival country.
WRQG 972, listening.
This is WRNZ342. I'm back at my coffee over here in front of my desk. And back and listening.
This is WRGG972, broadcasting from Elyria, Ohio. Is Operator Don waving a hand?
How you doing? Yeah, this is WRNZ342. Yep. How you doing? I'm just like I said, I'm just sitting here. Just told the other person I was just talking to that I wanted to get my coffee and went out to the sit. Sit back and see if anybody else could be back there or wait for him to come back on the back in his mobile.
Copy. Do you know where this repeater is located, or if it's open?
What I've heard, this is, I think this is somewhere up in Michigan. It's almost like Detroit, Michigan. If somebody else out here that's listening can tell this guy directly where this is at, you know, I appreciate it, because all I know is somebody told me it's up in Michigan, over by Detroit, I thought.
Copy. It's, what city are you broadcasting from?
Ohio. Howland, Ohio is where I'm coming from.
Copy that in the fellow Buckeyes. I'm out here in Elyria. Not sure if you know where that's at. That's 25 miles southwest of Cleveland in Lorain County.
Yeah, I definitely hear that. Yep, I just got done with, like I said, with Buckeyes Drive. I was glad to see you. Yes. It was just kind of sad that Cleveland didn't do what they wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's what happened with the Buckeyes. So they got up, no, Ann Arbor, I'm not Ann Arbor, what's it called? Hold on, it's coming to me. It's still north of us. I mean, it's still in Ohio. Let me think. What's it called? Shoot. I forgot what the other team was called. Yeah, but we won. So I'm happy about that.
This is WRZQ432. One of you guys is hitting Detroit repeater 625, and the other person is coming into the Mount Clements 675. Over.
I got you. That must be me. I'm WRZQ72, operator down. Lorain County, Ohio.
Yeah, this is Richard. I'm in Bay City, Michigan here, right on the Saginaw Bay.
Copy that. Well, please let me see there, Richard.
And I'm hitting Detroit, repeater. That's what I'm hitting. I know that. For a fact, because I talked to a lot of the guys out here that are from Detroit on this channel.
Blake?
Go ahead.
The gentleman out of Ohio, one of you have a larger beat. It has to be turned off. The guy on 625, please. The MIA would not let Roger Beef on. And this is WRUG 8.
I can't turn Roger Beef off. This is a tone. It's an ID tone is what this was. It came with these radios. If this is irritating you, I can go to my other Motorola if you want me to. And I just, because I can't turn this one off. This was it gives me like a code that tells you what my name is, that is it, and that. So what do you want me to do? You want me to go to my other one where it don't have this upbeat?
Well, sir, that's not me. I'm not talking for myself, no. I'm talking about the MI8 people out that way. That's what they want, no Roger beat. Please.
Okay, give me a minute to switch to my other Motorola that don't have that, okay? I'll be right back in about two minutes.
Thank you. I think I know, I'm not sure, maybe I talked to you before, and I talked to the other gentleman before. I know 342, I did talk to him before, Roger.
I just got this, like I said, I just got this radio out of the shop, and this is my first GMRS radio, my Motorola 400, and that's my, it's a Motorola, yeah, Motorola 400. PEL 400, and that's, you know, and we used to belong to a club, and it used to be on there, and that used to be like a tone that would identify my call that will, when we were talking. Okay, give me a few minutes, and I will switch to the other radio.
Thank you very much. I will talk to you back a little bit later. WRUG 488. I'm here in Rochester Health. My name is Jack. Roger.
Is that Jack out there keeping us all on the up and up?
Dell, like I say, it's not me, the MI8 people out that way. They don't like to hear Roger beat because they already have one. They already have one in the system. That's the reason why. And like I said, it's not me. Sorry about that. And this is WIUG 488. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I was just listening with good conditions out there and quite a bit of Ohio making it up here north of the state line. So WRUZ 984 for identification purposes.
Go ahead, gentlemen in Ohio. I don't know what it is. I think the 342, I talked to him before, because I'm not in my office. I would know the names or something like that. Yeah, this is station 342, which is WRAN, WRAC, 342. Roger, this is WIUG 48, copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG 48. So what's happening, Dale?
Not too much, just sitting around enjoying the beginnings of a three-day weekend. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just came back. We had some barbecue out there and by West Bloomfield down that way over the family's house. So I just came back home. Roger.
This is WRNV342. Okay, Jack, does that sound better?
That sounds excellent. Anyhow, how you doing out there?
Doing fine. Don't worry about it. It didn't bother me. I just, you know, because I understand what's going on with these repeaters and everything else, so, yep, I'm glad I had a spare 400, okay? All right, Dennis, let me get back to what the other one is. Yeah, we have talked a few times, Jack.
By the way, how's the weather by you there? It's about 73 degrees out here.
It's about 69 out here. It's 69 degrees out here.
Roger, it's a little bit of humidity here. That's the reason why. But you know what? About three days ago, it was bad here. We had a big storm here and all that. Tree went down and other things went on too. But about 2 miles away from me. Roger?
I have not had those storms over here. It's been very sunny and everything. No storms this way. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm sorry. And the humidity is at 82%. It's 82 and it's 69 degrees. Yeah, we haven't had one storm whatsoever out here, so we were lucky.
I guess so. You guys are lucky. It's about maybe 40,000 people without power, and the power turned down today. There's somebody's power went on today from the 40,000 people out that way.
But I hear that, Jack. Okay, I'll let you get back to the other person. He might want to talk to you a little bit, but I just wanted to tell you that I'm using the other radio. And that, so, okay with that. This is WRNB342 in Holland, Ohio. First of all, it's Stephanie, and I will let you give back to the other person.
Yes, I got your name, Stephanie, right. I do have it here. And, from Highland, Ohio. I do have it. Okay, sir, you take care. And anytime you like to talk with no problem at all, you take care and have a good evening. WIUG 488.
Go ahead, Josh. How's the person?
Go ahead, Dale.
I'm hitting, well, I'm trying to hint the Flint repeater. I can hear the Flint repeater on whatever channel 22 is on this radio. Am I making it back to the repeater?
Well, the Flint repeater is 725, Dale. 725 Flint repeater. I don't know if it's 22 or... I don't have no idea.
Yeah, that sounds about right. How was my signal? I didn't have anything on my other GMRS. I didn't have it turned up loud enough to hear. Did I hit the Flint repeater then?
You could breathe that, you know, with that antenna you got out there, you know. I was going to get one, but they don't have it. Just like the one you were saying. Was that 2 weeks ago or something like that?
Yeah, I had to keep watching the DX Engineering website until they got them back in stock. And I don't know if it's, you know, like the greatest antenna ever, but, you know, it's dedicated to this frequency range and it's a two-section, so it's got a little bit of good performance, so I guess it's okay. But I did have to wait before it would come in stock. I think I would check it every few weeks, and it took several months before I saw it.
Well, I just looked at 3-4 times. They don't have it, they don't have it, they don't have it. And I said, well, I'll wait another 3 weeks. But you know what? It's only what USF. It doesn't have VHF.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, it's a 460 megahertz range only. I have a Comet GP9 that does VHF and UHF for my ham radio stuff, so I know there's, what is it, not FRS, MURS, something like that, but I didn't care. It was just a couple, it wasn't too expensive, so I thought I would try it out. I still have the, at Harvest, BCN, B, whatever it is, that 200, that's a good antenna, I like it.
Oh yeah, Dale, that's why I'm on it right now. And that is UHF, VHF, by the way. Anyhow, I think you know that. I don't have to tell you that anyhow. And you know what else? Two days ago, when that storm hit here, I'm not kidding you. I was on the 600, and I talked to a guy in North of Cadillac. I don't know if you know what North of Cadillac is or not, but he was on that repeater, and they said, guys out there from Grand Rapids, I talked to him.
Cool. Yeah, I know where Cadillac is. When I'm up at, we have another house out in Newaygo County, and when we point the TV antenna that way, we can watch the Cadillac TV stations.
So you must have a TV antenna outside. It goes on the motor, right?
Yeah, it's, I don't remember if it's a Weingart or that other one. I don't remember the brand name, but yeah, it's not up very high. It's only about 20 foot or so, but you know, we can get Traverse City and Cadillac and Grand Rapids out there in the north end of Newaygo County.
I didn't know that they get all these places. You know what? I might have to try one. Where do you got it from?
Well, if you want to get a real nice TV antenna for home in our area, I'm pretty sure SolidSignal.com still sells some very good TV antennas. I used to buy lots of stuff from them. They're real close to us, and they ship real quick.
Who does the installation? They do that too?
Yeah, they sell a lot of stuff. Over the years, I've bought a few. Those amplifier, TV amplifier splitter things, you know, so I could run one antenna and then have a couple TVs hooked up to it. And then in the modern days, you know, you put your cable TV on it, so then you can split the signal. But how about that? They do satellite TV, a little bit of cable. They do a bunch of stuff. I don't even know if I've bought every, seen every catalog item they have, but I do know I was there a couple months ago, and they still sell real good TV antennas.
You know, I was looking at Amazon. They got that motor. I was going to get a motor, you know, goes around, you know what I mean, for the Yagi. I was going to do that, but every time you look at one motor and it's by RCA, it costs about $225 just the motor alone.
Yeah, if you're going to do Amazon for a rotator, we bought a really cheap RCA. It'll do a big TV antenna, and it was under $100, so there's an RCA TV rotator that's affordable and should handle a TV antenna, and especially easy to handle a GMRS Yagi.
I wrote it down, OTRCA. Yeah, probably I'm gonna go on Amazon and find out how much. That is cheap, under $100. I don't mind, you know what I mean? And even for the TV, because I got one antenna for that TV, and it's inside, and it's nothing but the plastic. You gotta move it around to watch every other channel. And there's about, right now, I don't know if you know that or not, they put a lot of channels on that TV. They put about, last time I heard, there was 57 channels on that TV.
Yeah, I have a TV antenna on the roof. I don't have it on rotator, so I just, since I'm in Southfield, I point it basically towards Detroit, and I can get all of channel 2, 4, 7, 18, 19, 20, 38, 50, 56. So there's a bunch out there with all them digital channels.
How do you get to North Cadillac?
Yeah, at the other house, you know, in Nuevo, that's where we get Cadillac, but looks like Amazon, the price went up since I bought one. The RCA outdoor antenna rotator is $119.
Good. Well, I thank you for that, to know that at least there's a rotator out there a little cheaper from 200, because every time I book one, 150, 180, 189. Now I know what to do. Thank you, Dale. So what else happening? How's work? I know you're a little bit, it sounds like you're a little bit tired.
W94, yeah, I'm too old to work this hard, but got a few more years, so. I do get pretty tired at the end of the week, and by the time I rest up on the weekend, it starts all over on Monday.
Well, at least this Monday, you don't have to do anything. Sit home and relax for another day. Roger.
That's right, I'm not going to do any labor on Labor Day.
Me either. I got to cut that grass, but I ain't going to do it. Not tomorrow, not day after. That's 100%. Believe me, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'll probably barbecue something. I don't know. Maybe just grill steaks. I bought some steaks today at the grocery store, although they were outrageously expensive, but I bought them anyway.
Oh, you're right about that. Tell me about the expenses. I go to Costco, and every time I look at those steaks, it's so beautiful and everything, but you look at the price, $60. $65, $69, no less than that.
Yeah, I like steak, but that's a little pricey.
You know what? In the old days, Dale, we used to go to Eastern Market. We used to get whatever we want because there's a lot of butcher places down there. You just go in, you wear the red jacket, and you put a head on top of your head. That way your hair doesn't fly all over, and you tell them what you want. But I don't know about those things. I haven't done that in 25 years.
Yep. When we were young men, steak was like, what, $3 a pound? Now it's 15.
Yeah, you're right about that, $15 a pound, you're right. You know, and I look at what's before, what is it before and now. Same to me, everything that was before is the same as now. I don't see no changes on the meat or something like that. I guess it's the same cow, same feeding and everything else.
Yeah, maybe those cows organized and they charge more now.
I guess so, just like you showed that movie on the internet, Roger.
Yeah, well, what you gonna know? Eventually, you know, we'll all just be eating chicken and pork anyway, because that's the only thing we can afford.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Not like you used to. I used to eat 3 times a day. Now I'm down to 1 a day.
Yep, and just get them boxes of Hamburger Helper, and there you go.
You're right. Just get that and cook whatever you want to cook, and eat the vegetables. Even the vegetables went up, too. I was surprised. I mean, you got the same ground, same feed, and everything else, but it went up like a triple time.
Yeah, I gotta start making better friends with my neighbor across the street. She has a really big garden in her backyard. She took like, you know, over half of her backyard she turned into a garden. And she grows all kinds of stuff back there, but if I ask for any of her food, then she puts me to work, you know. She's from Iraq, and her husband didn't make it. He died over there, so her kids came over here. And I used to help them out a little bit, but it's too much work now. But I got her garden started for her.
Well, that's good. You got the garden started up. Now you can go there, pick what you want, like I do here. I grow pickles, and I had really, Dale, this year I had pickles coming out of my ears. Every time I went to give it to the daughters and you know, family and all that. Oh, we have enough. Where are you bringing all that stuff from? And I really didn't put out a lot.
Yeah, the lady across the street does pretty good, but what I used to always help her out, because she made like the world's best dolma. You know, she had wild grape leaves in her backyard, and she'd make that dolma, you know, with that rice and that pieces of nice greasy lamb, and oh, that was good stuff.
That's why my mom used to do the same thing. And I'm in the same country where she's from. Anyhow, it's really good that dolma is number one. You just want to eat And you get those leaves on your backyard anyhow.
Yep. She had a niece. One of her brothers was in this country before her, and then he had some daughters. And the lady across the street doesn't do good with English, so her daughters would, or her nieces, her in-laws would come over, and I would always tell them. I said, "You tell her she makes the best doma in the world."
Well, I tell you one thing, I like the doma, and I like, you know, onion, the stuff, and all that rice and all that. That is delicious, and that's the one I like most of it.
Oh yeah, she did that too. That stuffing, like the, you know, hollow out an onion and stuff it.
My mother used to put the onion, she stuffed the onion, and one a green pepper. I don't know if you know that or not. It should be, there's a green pepper there. And what else? You know what, I can't remember right now, but that's what she used to do with my mom.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, she, the lady across the street also did something with flatbread and the lamb. I don't know where she got the lamb from because it's expensive in my grocery store, but there's a couple Middle Eastern stores around here. You know, when I walked in there, they didn't speak a lick of English, and I couldn't navigate the store. So she would do something with flatbread and lamb, and a bunch of other spices and a little bit of garden vegetables and stuff. And during the summer, she'd make that for me when I cut her grass. That was good, too.
Well, that's how we eat healthy. Very, very healthy. That's how we eat. Roger. WIUG, 88.
Yeah, everything she made, I think she bought the flatbread, but, you know, there's, even at the, when I go to the bakery, I can get some Lebanese flatbread and stuff, and that's just got two or three ingredients, you know, none of that, that bad stuff for you. So every time I'd go over there, you know, years ago when I could still do it, I can't do it now, it's too hard, but... You know, if she asked me to do something that was hard work, she'd always feed me good.
That's good. See, if you good, that is what really our family does, you know, all the time. All the time we do it that way.
If I had family like that, I'd probably weigh 200, 300 pounds.
You're right. Oh, heck, I weigh, right now, I weigh 180.
Yeah, it's good eat, but you got to work your butt off if you don't want to carry it all with you the next day.
You're right about that. What I usually do when I eat a little bit in the morning, I usually work it out, cut the grass, you know, and weed whack the grass, go get the grass, put a spreader out there, do this and do that, and clean up the rest of this junk out of there. I used to do a lot, and it still is. It still is, I can do it. But sometimes I get lazy, I don't want to do anything.
WRUZ90 for you. I can't do that anymore. I'm too old and just too drained. So if I eat too much, it just stays with me. But I'm going to get me a little bit more to drink. Looks like I have another half hour before I have to go to bed. So I'm going to see if I can get some apple cider, see what I got in the fridge there. So I'm going to let my radio cool down and let the airwaves cool down, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. WRUZ 984.
All right, Dale, good to hear you back, and good talking to you, and good to chat with you. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 488. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear.
WSCF 297, I'm listening.